Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bad news. Leon Bridges.
Ain't got no riches, ain't got no money that runs long, but I got a heart that's strong.
Time for today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay. We do it every day at 4 o'clock. We find something that's going on in the news or our lives, and we ask you, is this okay or is this not okay? Is it okay to get so angry at a television show as people are at Game of Thrones? No, it's just a TV show, and if people are into it, let them be into it. If you don't like that, mute them, unfollow them, or get them out of your life.
There's only really 5 more weeks left of the hysteria, and then it's gone forever until the prequel movies come out.
Yeah. You got 5 more Mondays of dealing with people dealing with the Game of Thrones.
But what is it? Isn't there already stuff lined up? Aren't they talking about full-length movies and spin-offs and all sorts of things?
Sure. Today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay, though, surrounds the coverage of Nipsey Hussle. He's a rapper, was a rapper, and he was shot and killed. Sad because the man who had come out of street gang activity in L.A. made a name for himself, made quite a career for himself, and was gunned down because he wouldn't stay out of the hood. The guy did what he wanted to do and wanted to put money and time and energy back into the hood, so he did. And unfortunately, because allegedly he called some guy a snitch, which you're not supposed to do that, I guess, the guy went and got a gun, shot and killed Nipsey Hussle. The death reverberated throughout the rap community, and a lot of people are very upset about it. Is it okay or not okay that on Fox News, which, by the way, if you're watching Fox News for Nipsey Hussle funeral coverage, I think you know what you're going to get. You're not going to get the same thing that you're going to get on CNN, BET, etc. You know who they're catering to.
Oh, come on. Tucker is fair and balanced, right, Seth?
I love Tuck.
So here's what Laura Ingraham said while they were covering the Nipsey Hussle funeral procession.
Thousands lined the streets to say goodbye to rapper Nipsey Hussle. Now, this dear artist recently released a song called FDT, F Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump.
Okay, now that's a very creative refrain.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
Irving Berlin, look out.
Is it? So the refrain, the chorus, it goes on and on. Is that related to the lowest unemployment ever, basically, okay, for African Americans?
But at Hussle's funeral.
So what are people flipping out about?
I mean, there's a little hint of condescension there. So I think people just want full-on respect after somebody goes, which clearly, I don't know. She wasn't giving it.
She did not put any respect on his name.
Right.
But does she have to? She's on Fox News.
I mean, it's just whether or not you want to respect the dead. You know, I would try to.
I try to as well.
I don't care. Like, if their political beliefs, okay, they've passed, you can... I mean, she was definitely being a bee about it. I don't think she needs to lose her job.
Right. They're going after her job. Snoop, T.I., and others are saying that she should lose her job at Fox News. Is it okay? The, I don't want to say lighthearted because it was kind of mean-spirited, but the casually insulting way that she treated the death of Nipsey Hussle. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Who's Irving Berlin?
Irving Berlin was a composer, I believe.
Ooh, composer humor.
Might have composed the Boston Pops. The Irving Berlin composer. Here we go. Composed some work for Fred Astaire.
All right, so this guy kicked ass.
any yam today. Any yam today.
What's he saying? Not a yam today?
Not a yam.
Come on and hear the yam man cry. Any yam today. Any yam today.
It's called This Is the Army, Mr. Jones. And this is what Fox News would rather have you listen to than Nipsey Hussle.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
I think you get the idea. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
Hey, my name is Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Is it okay or not? Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking. Is it okay or not okay that Laura Ingraham casually mocked the funeral procession of Nipsey Hussle?
It's okay. I don't agree with her mocking him, but... but it's her right to do it, and she's going with her, you know, her audience, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing, is when you're on a channel like that, not that it's good or bad, when you're on a channel like that, you serve your core audience, you give them what they want, and they don't want you to sit there and say that it was great that Nipsey Hussle gave money to the hood and try to give back to where he came from and change lives. They want you to mock his death because that fits in with the narrative of Fox News, to be quite frank with you.
Well, I disagree with you a little bit on what you said. I mean, they're more mocking, I think, they're more mocking him because of what he was saying about the president as opposed to what he did for his community. What he did for his community was great. I mean, I've never heard anybody at Fox mock when people give back to the communities.
Right,
I do hear them.
I didn't mean to say that they were mocking that. I'm just saying I don't expect them to say anything about it. But I do expect them to mock. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Jay, okay or not okay?
Not okay, Drew.
It's not okay.
Tell me why, Jay.
Well, I don't know if I missed part of that, but it sounded like the song is F Donald Trump, and she made it about race, where I don't know if that was already the point, but, I mean, she brought up unemployment. I don't know if Nipsey Hussle was unemployed when Trump was elected or what sense that makes, but... I think it's kind of dumb to go after someone's political views when they just passed. Like, he's not going to be voting in the next election.
Yeah, so that comment was what did it for you. Like, you were okay with it until she was like, oh, it must not like what Donald Trump did for black unemployment. That part, like, was a bit unsavory from your perspective.
I don't understand where she's coming from at all. Like, if you're covering the man's death just to say, oh, and we disagree with him politically when he was alive. Well, right. He's not alive anymore, so what's the point?
Good point. Thank you. Appreciate that. 727-579-1025. Unrelated, you guys following what Lori Loughlin is doing in the admissions thing?
Yeah, not guilty, right?
Yeah, she rejected the plea, so now they're trying to hit her with everything in the book, and they're trying to put her away for a long time. Look, what these families did is wrong. Atrocious.
Put her away for a long time for what again? What's the...
They want to put money laundering on the charges as well, because she rejected a plea. The state attorney told her, if you reject a plea, we're gonna put the screws to you. So the other lady, she took a plea for like 2 years.
And she's going to jail for two?
2 years, I think.
Mm. Jeez.
Yeah. So Lori Loughlin, she's going to take her chances with a jury trial, but if she's found guilty, that judge is going to, you know what? Do they need to be going to jail?
I mean, I feel like they're making an example out of them.
Sure.
You can't put Aunt Rebecca in jail for 2 years.
I mean, it sounds like because who it is and it's not a violent crime, but when you look at what actually happened, I mean, it was kind of dirty. I mean, I'm trying to think of a word that does it properly, but I mean, it's definitely clearly illegal and out of bounds. So, I mean, if you're going to make those decisions, I think you have to be prepared to face some consequences.
Sure.
So it seems like we can laugh about it. It's Aunt Becky, she didn't hurt anybody. But, I mean, at the end of the day, she spent a lot of money to ensure that her daughter could get into a very, very high-level school. So, I mean, there are some serious crimes that took place. I don't want to see her go to prison, nor do I know if she deserves it, but I can see how it's happening.
Yeah, I get why people are so mad at her, because you hate to see privileged people paying for more privilege and screwing over others in the process.
Well, even if you don't see it, it's still happening.
Right.
And you're still getting screwed over. And if you, Aunt Becky's not out in front of us. It's just some things we just have to suck up and deal with.
How often do you think this is happening?
A lot. Every school. Every major school.
Everywhere that people have money, it's happening.
Well, the thing is, too, is it seems like an unspoken deal for these people that donate all of the money to schools, and then they get their names, sure. And then you let their kids slide in. They chose to go about it in a completely different right. way, with faking school records, faking yeah. you know, sporting events. The way that they did it was probably the hardest and most wrong way you could have done it.
She could have just had the Lori Loughlin cafeteria exactly. for $5 million, and then her kid would have gotten preferential treatment on. Automatically.
I mean, Seth would know. He is a celebrity.
What's up, Tony? Yeah, he was rubbing elbows with Harry Connick, not senior. Tony, what's up? Welcome to Drew Graba Live.
Hey, how you doing? I'd say it's not okay.
Why is that?
But I mean,
look at, all right, so you know who they pander to, but I mean, you had an old president that basically disrespected a dead man after he was dead, Senator McCain. Mm. Whether you like the man or not, I mean, they birds in a feather. They're all the same.
Well, actually, you are onto something there, because the president does align himself with Fox News, and the president has no problem going after someone if they're dead. So Fox News, they're probably going to do the same thing. We treat death in different ways. There are networks who wouldn't even dream of speaking ill of the dead because they consider it the wrong thing to do. Like when someone passes, some believe we should show them respect. Me, you're the same person that you were when you were alive. You're just not around to defend yourself. Therefore, I think we should lay off you a little bit, because you're not there. The only people there to defend you are the people you left in your wake. You know, like if I die, I get it. You're pissed at me for whatever reason. Don't take it out on my kid. It's not his fault.
I find it interesting that people still seem, and it is Fox News, so if you're on that channel, I guess you are news. But, I mean, this woman has been a radio host, you know, for most of her career.
Yeah.
That show is not a news show. It is an opinion show, and really she's probably held to the same standards as far as making fun of people's death or doing things like that as we are here in this room. I mean, so she's, you know, she's a commentator, and right. she made – I personally didn't think she, like, poo-pooed on the guy that bad. She announced that he was dead. She announced a bunch of people were there.
You don't think she was being condescending at all?
Absolutely she was being condescending. But, I mean, he's got a song called F Donald Trump. I just don't see them doing anything other than casually mentioning it with a little mocking undertone.
Right.
But I'm just more pointing out the standard that she should be held to, because she's not a news anchor.
Right. And she's no stranger to controversy. If you'll remember, David Hogg, one of the survivors of Parkland, who used it to kind of try to catapult himself into a social justice warrior, she tweeted, "David Hogg rejected by 4 colleges to which he applied and whines about it. Dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA. Totally predictable given acceptance rates." And then she included a link to a story. He retweeted 42 of her sponsors and encouraged his supporters to contact, because that's what we do, right?
Oh, that's the game you play on Twitter.
Right. Like, someone says something you don't like, so you go after all their sponsors and try to get them fired. That seems fair. Like, it's not enough I don't like what you say, but I have to take away your right to make a living doing it.
I know we're not trying to make things political, but I have to say personally, that seems to be a tool of people on the left. You don't see much of that coming from people with right-leaning beliefs as far as going after the sponsors. That is something that seems to happen immediately with those who tend to be more left-leaning, as far as going for the job and going at the sponsors. I believe that.
I don't think it's solely on the left, though. Like, everybody's doing it now, and I don't like it. Like, they did it to that James Gunn. The right did it to James Gunn. The right did it to Sarah Silverman, so.
Well, some things, I think, when you get into, like, pedophilia jokes, you know, that are there's really no gray
That's
area.
That's everybody. Everybody yeah. teams yeah. up, the right and the left.
Exactly. Pedophilia brings us all together.
That's a quote from John Senning. Not true. When you look at this on a transcript later. Hello, Drew Graba Live. Is this Aaron?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Aaron?
I say it's not okay because you really should talk about the dead, you know? You'll never read a bad obituary. Pick up the paper. You'll never read one, even if the person was bad.
Well,
I'm not saying he was.
Right.
I mean, he looked out for his people. He looked out for his community. Mm-hmm. He went back there, you know, and that's right.
Right.
But on the flip side, you would never hear a song that said F Obama.
Well, no, I disagree.
If you did, you would be racist.
Okay. 727-579-1025.
Now I'm seeing if there's a song called F Obama, and I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, yeah, it was on Toby Keith's 6th album. It was awesome.
Is there one? Look it up.
Oh, boy. Let's see song. I got to see song.
Well, yeah, there was a song. I mean, not F. Yeah. Obama.
Oh, well, yeah. J. Thug.
J. Thug?
It says J. Thug.
F. Obama?
F. U. Obama song.
F. U. Obama.
Yeah, that's what
but
it
said. But not F. Obama.
No.
All right.
There's a lot of them are on YouTube, by the way.
A lot of, yeah.
So, you know.
There was a song by a country guy named Daryl Worley called Keep the Change. It was an anti-Obama anthem.
I remember that one.
Yeah, hell of
like,
a tune.
Like you can have that and keep your change.
Yeah, you can keep the change, yeah.
And then there's this one by Buck Obama. Gonna tell y'all a little about a president born in Kenya. Can you get me a real president one day to make America great again? My name is Buck Obama, and here we go. You had hope and change and all bunch of lies, and your wife Michelle had them fat ass thighs, and your little girl, she loves to smoke a blunt now, don't she? Well, you screwed America up real, real bad. Now Donald Trump Jr., go get your dad. We're gonna elect the baddest ass president that I ever did see. Obama, and this is my message. Thank you. I got my MAGA hat, and you know it's red. You heard what Obama said. He wants to let all the criminals run the streets and give black people free stuff to eat. Well, I ain't black. My skin is white, and I'm sick of being made to feel that ain't right. I was born this way. And I'm damn proud. Now, Buck Obama, you can say it out loud.
That's a masterpiece, dude.
Boy, hip-hop might be your thing.
Hip-hop.
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 I don't want to put you in a genre.
Yeah, the problem is I don't agree politically with anything
that
I say.
That doesn't matter.
I can just play a role.
That character's called John's Inner Voice.
Yeah. That character's Buck Obama. I was saying that, right?
Yeah.
Because every time I had to measure that out in my head.
Oh, man, that was nice.
I got lost in the beat most of the time. Oh, yeah.
Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Quite the build.
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just wanted to kind of let you know that wasn't Nipsey Hussle's song.
Yeah, it was a YG song, right?
Yeah,
which is weird that they would. I mean, he must have been on the song or something, or done a little cameo, a little feature on the song, as they say in the rap world. But it didn't probably fit their narrative too well to put any of Nipsey's actual songs. So they had to find a song that he was on that would say F Donald Trump. You know.
Yep, true that. Word. That's all I wanted to let you know. Though.
Thank
I
you. Thank you, sir. Right. Appreciate you. Take it in 727-579-1025. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, so you can't criticize an artist's body of work after he dies. She was criticizing her song. That lives on, you know. Anybody that is creative and writes or whatever, literature, music, whatever, your body of work lives on well past you and you intend for that.
Sure.
So it's open to criticism, man. She's got, I mean, I think I absolutely every right to say that. She shouldn't even think about quitting or getting fired.
No, I don't
fired.
Think
That's
she's
nutty.
Thinking about, I don't think she's quit
thinking I know,
about
or getting fired either way.
Oh, okay. He's like, that sounds mad. He really likes black people.
He was on the track.
727-579-1025. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, Drew?
Good, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you took my call. I've always wanted to call, but I just heard your song that you rapped. And I'll say, every time my wife and I are in the car driving home, we are extremely impressed. I don't know how you do it. It's great. I love it.
Thank you. I don't know. I open my mouth and words come out. 727-579-1025.
He loves you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Take it in.
I'll say it with a clear connection.
John, what's up? Because all I heard was,
yeah, hey, man, I got to say, my wife and I are in the car. She's got her head between my lap. She's giving me quite the jerk right now.
Hello.
I just I had a comment about how actually at one of Obama's inaugurations, I think it was the second one, they had Lupe Fiasco, who's a famous rapper, come in and play. And he has a famous lyric that says something about, I'm not going to vote for Obama or the next one either, and actually cut him off and took him off the stage when he said that.
Huh.
But who had more people at their inauguration? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. The side-by-sides always confuse me.
Yeah, no, he had all of them, yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Got a pan out.
All right, let's come back then. And, John, what are you firing up in your joints today?
Oh, man, a Wisconsin restaurant is in hot water after banning a certain group of people from their establishment. I'll tell you who it is and why they're not allowed.
I can't wait to find out next. Your chance to win fantastic cats and prizes on John's Joints. Hopefully this weekend you got down to Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC just south of the Skyway. If not, put it on your schedule for this week. Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. They've got huge savings. Trucks, SUVs, cars, you name it. The 2019 Silverado, a beautiful gleaming truck that drives so smooth, so powerful as well. And you can get 0% APR up to 72 months. Lease for only $299 per month. With advanced trailering technology, available power lease tailgate, and more cargo volume than any truck out there. Only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.